Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Each day at 11:45 on Grant and Danny, we've got a double play that comes your way. We talk about things that aren't sports that matter in our lives, and we do it ahead of the Beltway Blitz, which comes up at noon. The teams in town you care the most about. We'll preview the Redskins rookie class at 12:18 and update some housekeeping for you. Andy Benoit, whose top 400 list we started the show with, including a ranking of Kirk Cousins as the 19th best quarterback, is going to join us at 12:45. And Craig Hoffman, talking Skins Camp, who heads down to Richmond for us tomorrow, is on the show at 1. Let's get to our double play. Danny, this is insane, dude. I can't stop thinking about a story I saw online yesterday.
Okay.
I found this, I don't even remember where, on some sports blog. This is from KSTP.com, which is the news channel you will hear this story from in a moment when we play some audio for you. A Wisconsin company is about to become the first in the U.S. to offer microchip implants to its employees. Microchip implants for its employees.
Wow.
Quote, it's the next thing that's inevitably going to happen, and we want to be part of it, according to Three Square Market Chief Executive Officer Todd Westby. The company designs software for break room markets that are commonly found in office complexes. Here's what you need to know. Most places anymore where you may work have some type of system security-wise to get in where you need a card. We have it here.
Sure.
A fob, okay? Additionally, those places have a market where you pay for your snacks, your drinks. Used to be just vending machines. Some places still only have vending machines where you can slide a card. A lot of places, though, have what we have now, which is an actual open market. Looks like a convenience store almost, with chips and sandwiches and little things, and drinks, sodas, waters, what have you. This technology that this company in Wisconsin is now implementing with 50 employees as of next week is going to be that if you everyone kind of make a five with your hand facing yourself, okay? In the space between your pointer finger and your thumb is that, like, weird, looks like the webbing of a frog's foot.
It's the Joe Webb of your of your thing. Yeah.
They're going to shoot a little bit bigger than a piece of rice, a little bit smaller than, like, a pencil eraser.
Okay.
Chip into that part of your hand that these employees will use to get in and out of the building instead of a fob, and that they will use when they're paying for their food and their drinks in the market rather than having to have their credit or debit card. They will use it as a personal identification for themselves and access granted in anywhere where you scan any kind of a fob to get in and out of places. Now, there's a lot of questions about this. Is there a tracking in it? Is GPS? Are they going to be able to know where you are at all times? And the company says no, but here's a little bit more intel on this from this news story. And again, this is Eyewitness News 5 in Wisconsin.
At Three Square Market in River Falls, a team of programmers designed software for break room markets like this one. Believe it or not, this is the reason they're about to do this to more than 50 of their employees.
It's the next thing that's inevitably going to happen, and we want to be a part of it.
The concept is pretty simple. Just like how you can buy something nowadays using your phone, what if you could use a microchip inside your hand instead?
Todd, you're going to show us how this could potentially work.
Yes. Basically, what this is considered is a break room market in an office complex. We'll come up, scan the item. We'll hit pay with credit card. And it's asking to swipe my proximity payment now. I'll hold my hand up, just like the cell phone, and it will pay for my product.
Instead of a credit card,
correct, your hand. Because my microchip is now my credit card.
More than 53 Square Market employees are having them implanted starting next week. Not only can they buy stuff with them, they'll also be able to use the chips to get in the front door and log on to their computers. Each chip costs $300. The company's picking up the tab. The chip goes between your thumb and forefinger, and CEO Todd Westby says the data is both encrypted and secure.
So if I'm one of your employees and I've got this chip in my hand, you won't know, hey, Josh is slacking off. I can tell because I'm reading this chip.
No, there's no GPS tracking at all.
Cool story and good for local news when they come out with things like this that are kind of game changers.
Yeah.
And I didn't know about this. So tip of the cap to Eyewitness News 5 in Wisconsin. I had so many initial reactions. I want to know what yours are because you didn't know about this until right now.
I never heard of it until now. Here is my reaction. Nope.
Would,
not in my lifetime.
You would not do that.
In a million years. If that's CBS's policy starting tomorrow, I will look for a new job. You are not injecting me with any sort of microchip at any point in time. Nope is my official response. Secondly.
Hold on. Don't go past that yet. Why? What is your fear? What are you? What would upset you about it?
The puncturing of my skin and planting a foreign body inside my skin for some reason. No one's doing that.
Are you worried about the tracking abilities or anything kind of larger in terms of like now they have control over you or knowing what you're doing and what you're not?
Those are next layers. Those are extra different things. You will not open up my flesh and place something inside my body. A foreign agent will not come inside of me and just reside there for payment purposes. Nope, just never going to happen, ever in my lifetime once. And if that's the policy, find yourself a new midday host. I'm not doing that ever.
If I had to get that implant into my hand to keep this job, I would do it. I wouldn't choose to do it. And for the record, it should be pointed out, I believe those 50 people that are doing it are choosing to do it. The
Good
company is not manipulating, dictating. They're not telling them, at least according to the story last night, that they have to. These 50 people are volunteering to be part of this because it's part of the technology that they push out there.
Credit cards work so swimmingly well. They are just fine. There are fraud protections
getting
in place.
Getting into your computer, though, you always have problems with passwords and things. All you got to do is put your finger right up to it now.
I would rather have a password because our IT guy loves cats and got corrupted because he clicked on a cat file once and deal with the constant nonsense than have someone inject microchips into my skin. Every science fiction movie starts with this.
Yes, it does.
And never, ever.
That is why, by the way, I'm not for it, and I wouldn't choose to do it. But if CK came to us tomorrow and said, hey, you guys need to get this chip when we get taken over in a few months or you're gone, I would say I'll get the chip.
So write me a recommendation. Please help me find other vocations.
Dory, you went in on this.
Well, I agree with Danny. I would never do this in a million years. They can say all they want that there's no GPS tracking technology. There has to be some technology in there. It's just, are they going to automatically turn it off when you leave the building? No, they're not. They're not going to
do
that.
I mean, what would they know? Like where you were?
I don't care about that.
It doesn't matter. It's an invasion of privacy.
A piece of metal. A microchip is being implanted in you.
That's not the case. You're just alleging that it is.
I'm the next layer for me is the, well, they may be able to track my behavior and they'll see what kind of food I like. And then there's going to be advertisements that only appear in front of my eyes. That's 100 years down the road. I don't care about that. We should stop. The full pause, as the kids say. They're going to take a needle, and on the end of it, there will be a microchip. For the purposes of paying, I'm very able to pay. Cash works lovely. Credit cards are amazing. All sorts of
whatever. It's just more efficient.
Apple Pay is delightful. Venmo exists.
But
there's so many ways to pay money. They're going to inject a microchip inside my body. No, you're not going to do that,
though.
Ever.
I couldn't get a water today because I left my wallet. And I don't have it on me right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't go to the market and get a water. So I'm just going back and forth drinking 16 cups. I'd love to just go buy a bottle of water. I don't have a dollar and I don't have my debit card.
Sure.
If I had this little chip in my hand, I could just put it up to the screen and have my water right now.
Very convenient for you. Enjoy your microchip.
Download Samsung Pay like every other 30-something-year-old.
I'm only 29. Start with that. What would Samsung Pay help me do?
Pay money.
But in what way? Like off my phone, I would be able to scan it over there?
Like I'll show you. I have Apple Pay.
Yeah.
You just walk up, you hold your phone up to that little receiver, and it charges your debit card when you put your fingerprint on your phone.
Okay.
It's very common.
I don't know anything about that. I'm pretty excited about
it. Right. So for me, just a general theme, less injection of microchips into human bodies. Less of that.
Right. I'm with you, but if I had to keep my job, I would do it. You would not.
I would absolutely not.
Tommy, would you still work here if they said they needed to shoot a chip into your palm?
No, that would be the final straw.
That would be it. Not the parking lot.
I like that there's so many
so
other
much.
Straws.
Right. Yeah, the final straw. He's got 11 straws over there. That would be the 12th that puts it over the top. Dar, it sounds like you're out.
We have this great technology with phones now. We can do it so easily. There's no reason for me to have a microchip. If we really wanted to get into it, I would be okay with a fingerprint scanner you're not putting anything in my body.
Sounds like I got to get a new midday host and two new producers.
Just please stop puncturing my skin with microchips. Please don't do that.
Andy Benoit at 12:45 on his top 400. He ranked Cousins the 19th best quarterback in football. We'll ask him about that. Grant and Danny, your Beltway Blitz next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.